Okay. You ready?
Yep.
Okie dokie, I'll talk to you later. Good morning.
Morning.
And what shall we discuss?
Well, I've kind of got this, these notes I have in front of me, and there's something I want to kind of express, a little complex, maybe rambling, but I'd like to, at the end, I guess, get your comments and observations and whatnot. And it's really what prompted me to have this session. Okay?
Very well.
As you know, I've been trying to do a lot of different things. And to make an analogy, it seems like I've been going down a lot of roads, but they seem to be getting stuck on all these different roads. For example, I was trying to improve my sleep and reduce my medicine, and at some point I had made fairly substantial reductions in my medicine. You know, I was making nice progress, and then all of a sudden I got stuck, and it's been many months. They seem to be at this one level, and I can't move past it. I went from my dreams, they were not being able to remember them for anything for months at a time, to quite occasionally remembering fragments of dreams, little bits here and there. But again, that's been months ago, and that's all where I seem to be at. Another example might have been my weight. I wasn't really trying to lose weight, but I did kind of have a target, you know, weight in mind, and like to lose 100 pounds, and I really quickly lost 70 pounds, but then couldn't ever finish and get to the rest of the way. So there's been, you know, all these things I've been doing, and I seem to go to a certain point, and then I can't go further. You know, it feels frustrating. I feel trapped in a cage of my own making, and I don't know how to get out. And the hope in me is in a way fading. And it's, maybe I'm accomplishing, but it seems invisible to me. And maybe the evidence is there, but I don't notice or recognize it. I also feel so alone. I don't connect with people. I can be in a room with people I know. They talk to each other, and they are so interested in our worlds and each other. And I do not relate to them. This really isn't new. I mirror the subject may be discussed, and I'm just not interested. The news, the movies, everything that everyone else seems to be fascinating. But be fascinated is just meaningless to me. I feel alone in a crowd, alone by myself. I want to find people to play with, to explore with, to relate to. I just don't know where they are. So very, very lonely. I really wanted to feel your presence on our walk, or at any other time, but I do not. I may intellectually know that you are with me, but I do not have that experience. However, if I'm with a person who is silent and I close my eyes, I cannot feel their presence either. I'm not sure how to fulfill yours. I suppose I want this for a few reasons. One is to know that I'm not alone. The other is to know that I'm not deluding myself, and there really is light at the end of the tunnel, even though I don't see it yet. I'm also so very, so weary, so very, very tired. Part of me wants to go to sleep forever and never wake up. Another part of me is very excited about the ship. However, no part of me is interested in the current now. I wait and wait. I'm so weary and so worn down. Days and weeks and months have almost no meaning to me. If I'm incredibly wealthy, where money was no object, there isn't anything I'd really want to buy to make me happy. I feel trapped in a world where the thing to do is to acquire stuff. This is not good or bad, but it simply is of no interest to me. I feel trapped and lonely and confused. Do I believe this ship stuff because I really feel it inside, or do I believe this because I want to believe it? Death seems like such an easy choice, yet I know this is the wrong choice for me. I just do not know how many more years I can face a life of empty of joys, a life waiting for the future now, instead of a life spent in this now. For some time, December 12, 2012 has been of interest to me. I know the official date is supposed to be the 21st, but for me the 12th seems right. I know why I'm interested in this date. It is a symbol of the deadline, when the world will change. I also know the future is not written. I also fear the end of 2012, not really what might happen, but what might not happen, if January 1st, 2013 rolls around, then the world is still pretty much the same as it was in January 1, 2010. I fear that nasal cleft and you will die. I do realize that I do not need to wait that long. Maybe I'll have long since achieved some of my goals, like astral projection, flying, conjuring up chocolate chip cookies on a whim, or the knowing of being a master of my reality. For as much I want to do as a both shift of person and free shift of world, there are many pots and not to stir. Just suggesting that, this my mood considers, I suppose that means that kind of thing is in line with my intent. However, at this point, it's just a fantasy. I'm not sure I can face 2013 if my reality is closer than it is today. Right, any comments?
My first comment is breathe. In this present moment, allow yourself to breathe. You are restricting your breath to prevent yourself from releasing that energy, and that energy is struggling to be released. It's difficult to hold to energy and to block it when you allow yourself to incorporate natural deep breathing. That is the first comment for this present moment. Are you breathing?
Yes.
Breathe more. Now, I'm quite understanding what you are expressing. First of all, let me express to you that what you are experiencing is not unusual. Now, let me separate this into two subjects. One being the subject of your interaction and connecting with other individuals, and the other of generating certain actions and moving to a stop point. We will address these separately. Now, in generating an action and moving to a stop point, let us initially focus upon the subject of weight, for that is an easy subject to address too. And it is very common, in which you, in similar manner to other individuals, may set a particular goal for altering weight. And I will express that it matters not whether your goal is to decrease weight or increase weight. The same action can occur, in which you begin to engage that process and you begin to generate that direction of losing the weight, and it is satisfactory to a point, and at some point, generally speaking, you approach a particular weight and the action of continuing to lose stops. And as it stops, you begin to pay more attention to it, and you become frustrated, and you engage different methods, and you try harder, and you concentrate more upon it, for now that you have moved to the stop point, now it becomes more important. And now you begin to engage a point of frustration. You are not accomplishing fully what you want, and you perceive the situation as not completing the action that you've begun. This prompts many other attempts or trying in different directions to complete the action. And it is also very common that the majority of the weight is accomplished, but there is a small amount that remains. And in that, it begins to consume your attention and produces these automatic responses of frustration and trying harder. And this applies in any subject, but as I expressed, weight is an easy subject to discuss. Now, in that, what is occurring is you are allowing and you are instructing the body consciousness that you want to engage this action of losing a particular volume of weight. And for a time framework, the body consciousness is engaging that action. And at a particular point in that action of losing the weight, it stops. Now, the reason that it stops is generally the same for most individuals, with very few exceptions. The reason it stops is whether you set an intention to lose 20 pounds or 100 pounds, and whether the stop point is the last 5 pounds or the last 25 pounds, what the body consciousness is doing is you engage the action of losing the significant amount of the weight, and when the body consciousness reaches that stop point, it is not actually permanent. What the body consciousness is doing is readjusting. It is resetting itself. It is readjusting to the new weight. It is familiarizing itself with its own functioning in the new weight. And it is reassessing what your natural is. Now, this stop point of resetting and readjusting varies in time frame work, but it does generally incorporate a time frame work of approximately 1 to 2 of your months. That would be the natural action and the natural direction if the individual were to allow it. What creates the difficulty and what you would term to be the problem is that once the individual, such as yourself, approaches that stop point, you immediately notice within a very short time framework that the action of losing the weight has stopped. And therefore, you immediately move into the automatic responses of trying harder, engaging new methods, generating different actions, but within it all, you are incrementally increasing the importance of your dissatisfaction and you are pushing energy and you are moving in the direction of increasing your attention and your concentration upon a failure and what you do not want. Now, in this, in relation to the body consciousness itself, within this adjustment and reset time framework, the body consciousness is assessing what the weight is and what is the optimum functioning weight for you as an individual? And yes, you can disagree with your body consciousness and you can force it to generate actions that are not optimal for it and that are not its natural function, but it will move in the direction of attempting to maintain what it assesses as its optimal weight for functioning. In this, it may move in the direction that the stop point in a manner of speaking should be maintained, for that is actually the optimal weight for the functioning of you as an individual. Or it may merely be engaging this time framework of readjusting. Now, the most effective and efficient action for any individual in association with altering the body consciousness and generating this stop point would be to acknowledge the stop point and allow it. and not concern yourself with it. And in that, allow the body consciousness to move in a natural flow, and in doing so, it will readjust itself, reset itself in its functioning. For as you are losing weight or as you are gaining weight, the body consciousness is changing how it is functioning. Which there are many aspects of its functions that must be changing. Therefore, in that stop point, it is generating a general overall assessment of all of the components and adjusting them to more of a natural flow. What will become your new natural flow of function in relation to all of the components of your body consciousness. Now, in this, eventually, if you are not concerning yourself with it, and if you are allowing it, it will begin again to incorporate that action of losing more weight if the assessment is that, yes, you can lose more weight and it will be optimal to you. That it will not be less than optimal. Whether you view your appearance to not be optimal and that additional 5 or 25 or 10 pounds of weight would generate a significant difference, and that you absolutely want to generate that action, it may not necessarily be actually optimal for your functioning. In this, there is an aspect of yourself in conjunction with your body consciousness that knows what your most efficient weight is. Whether it is in conjunction with your visual assessment or not, or your idea of what is the optimal weight or not. Now, as I've expressed, you can, regardless, continue to decrease the weight, but the significant factor is related to that stop point and all of the actions that you begin to engage in relation to that stop point. All of the new associations that you generate and the increased importance and the increased attention that you generate in relation to the subject, which, as I have expressed, that can be applicable to any subject. When you reach that stop point, it automatically triggers you to move into pushing and trying harder. Whereas, if you are not generating that action of pushing and trying harder, and can recognize that a stop point in any situation, in any subject, is purposeful. A stop point is the point in which you are readjusting. You are assimilating, you are readjusting, and in that it is requiring almost a time framework for you to relax and therefore regenerate and therefore generate the ability to engage the next step. Individuals very frequently forget that they are continuing to engage a process. That even a stop point is a part of the process, regardless of what the subject is. That whether it be weight, or whether it be projecting, or whether it be any other action that you want to engage, you allow to a certain point, and from that point, you begin to move into either unknown or very unfamiliar. And in that, there is an assimilation process that continues and an adjustment process that continues to allow you to engage the next step. But rather than generating the allowance and recognizing that the stop point is a part of the process, most individuals generally move in the automatic direction of pushing. I will try harder. I will push harder. I will engage this action more often. I will engage a new method. I will force this to continue. And the more you push, the less you accomplish. And the more frustrated you become, and the more disappointed you become. Which, my suggestion in relation to any of these subjects that you have generated a stop point with, is to recognize that you are not actually at an actual stop point. You are engaging a point of adjusting, assimilating and adjusting, and to allow that and not to generate the importance in frustration and what you do not want or what you are dissatisfied with, but to maintain the importance of what you are satisfied with and what you have accomplished. Continuing to acknowledge what you have accomplished, for that also encourages the body consciousness or other aspects of yourself to continue. When you perceive you have move to a stop point, you are no longer acknowledging what you have accomplished and what you are accomplishing. Now your attention has moved to what you are not doing. And therefore you are no longer acknowledging. And that does generate a significant expression in energy. in this, once again, you create what you concentrate upon. And if you are generating a movement in remembering partial aspects of dreams, and it stops, and you become concentrated upon the stop point, rather than acknowledging what you have been accomplishing, you move your energy into the stop point. And then you create a stop point. And you create that to be ongoing. For you are concentrating upon the dissatisfaction rather than the satisfaction of the accomplishment. I'm aware that that may sound simplistic, but in actuality it is very powerful. As to the other subject, that may be somewhat more involved. Now, in relation to wanting to be interactive and connected with other individuals, and seeming to not generate that ability, or seeming to be preventing yourself from doing so, this is a subject that may incorporate more aspects to it than the other subject. Now, in this, when you express that you feel alone, regardless of whether you are physically in the midst of other individuals or not, and that you do not actually incorporate an interest in the subject matters that other individuals are engaging, express to myself, first of all, if you attempted to initiate a subject that you are interested in, what is your experience in response to that?
Depends on the subject. The stuff that I'm currently really interested in, would be kind of like this, Elias stuff, as I would refer to it, the material, the shift stuff, and all this other, spiritual stuff.
Very well.
Would be like, no one has said this, but, what? That's crazy talk,
It is dependent upon your presentment.
Yeah. I want to be interactive with this kind of stuff with a lot of people. And some people, recently my friend Van came for a visit, and he was really confused. We had a good conversation. It worked out, and it was very enjoyable. But the typical, co-workers and whatnot, I don't know. There were some video games, but I'm kind of, bored with that. And it's, the same stuff about that, the same particular names. Some of them are very interested. They just go on over and over, which I'm very bored with. But I generally don't present subjects that feel are the ones I'm really interested in, because I really feel uncomfortable presenting those subjects, although I do try to find angles and drop a hint or something there, but the general reactions I get from people are not very positive, or oh, okay, whatever, and then go back to talking about sports or whatever it is they have to be talking about.
Let me express to you, my friend, first of all, you can incorporate this information into any subject, regardless of what it is. Whether it be sports, whether it be a video game, it matters not what the subject is. You can incorporate this information into any subject. Now, in that, it is merely a matter of allowing yourself to be creative, to also be attentive, and to be aware of how you are presenting the subject matter that you are interested in. That this subject matter, what you may term to be spirituality, permeates every subject, regardless of what it is. Whether it be business, whether it be games, whether it be sports, whether it be planting a garden, it matters not. Whatever you do incorporates a spiritual aspect. And in that, it is a matter of allowing yourself to pay attention to what other individuals are expressing and how they are expressing, and to listen and assess in a more expanded manner, in not such a narrow direction of fitting your subject of spirituality only into this one sphere, but expanding that sphere to encompass every aspect of reality, regardless of what it is. Whether your shoes, it matters not. Every aspect can be incorporated into this information, dependent upon how you receive it and how you engage it. You express that you incorporate no interest in the subject matters that other individuals engage. Let us choose a subject that perhaps would obviously incorporate little interest for you. Let us say that there is a coworker that is of the female gender, and that individual is expressing conversation or expressing herself in a manner in which her subject is very centered upon shopping. And most of the subject of shopping is centered around shopping for clothing and accessories. Shoes and handbags and jewelry and clothing and sweaters and hats. And all of this surfacely appears to be, in your estimation, quite shallow, uninteresting, and that you would not pay attention to. But this is the interest of this individual. What prompts this interest of this individual? The individual enjoys the action of shopping. There are several actions involved in that particular direction. Spending money, comparing different garments, viewing different shapes and colors, and one very large aspect of it is appearance. What do you express in common or in similarity with this individual? Perhaps not shopping, but what is the motivation of this individual to engage the action of shopping? Appearance. Adorning herself in a manner that enhances her appearance. For her appearance is important to her. In some aspects, your appearance is important to you also, or you would not be concerned with that additional 25 pounds. Therefore, there is a commonality, but you may not see the commonality if you are merely viewing the other individual in a surface manner and are not actually looking at the other individual or actually seeing what the other individual is doing or how they are expressing. Another individual may be very interested in engaging a video game and may be very consumed with a particular video game. And what is that individual actually expressing? What is the attraction? What are they doing? Is there some aspect of yourself that you can view as a commonality with this individual that is very consumed with a particular video game? It is a matter of allowing yourself to be more expansive and to not merely see what is presented in a surface expression. And in that, to recognize that whatever subject any individual expresses, there are aspects that you can connect to what you are interested in your spirituality. And what appears to be a shallow expression of another individual, and what appears to be insignificant or inconsequential, may actually be motivated by other factors that you would deem to be less shallow and more consequential. In this, It is also a matter of allowing yourself to be more expansive in your presentment of subjects. You may be very interested in the subject matters and the information that I express. But if you are presenting that information to other individuals in the manner of, I engage interaction with an entity or an individual that is no longer within physical focus or is dead, and this is the type of information that is expressed and relayed, some individuals may not necessarily generate an immediate interest. But you can present the same information in a different manner. The presentment in itself is important, just as the presentment from other individuals is important, although they may not consider that, just as the actual subject of the woman that is speaking about her shopping escapade may not necessarily be about her shopping, but that is her presentment. And therefore, many individuals may not be interested in what she is expressing. And she also may feel alone, for she is unaware of how to expand how she is presenting the subject matter. Or the individual that appears to be, in your very common vernacular, not engaging their brain and is mindlessly engaging video games continuously, they may be presenting their subject matter in a very narrow manner also, that may not be interesting to many other individuals. And they may also feel very alone, that they are not connecting or they do not have the ability to connect with other individuals. And in actuality, the most significant obstacle in their communication is the presentment that many individuals may not be interested in a video game. Many individuals may not be interested in a dead entity speaking, a ghost. But they very well may be interested in what the ghost is saying, if it is presented in a particular manner. Just as I speak to each of you very individually and very differently. The information may be the same, but it is presented differently in accordance with what you will hear or what interests you. In this, what you are interested in, my friend, is not so very far removed from what most other individuals are interested in also. But, in like manner to yourself, most individuals generate an association that there are certain subjects that are appropriate and acceptable to discuss in public company, and there are certain subjects that are not appropriate and not acceptable. Which, in actuality, is ludicrous. Any subject is appropriate and acceptable to discuss in public company. It is merely a matter of whether you allow yourself to do so or not. In this, individuals want to be expressing interconnectedness. They want to be interactive. But the general question is, how do you do that? I would express that there are very few individuals that actually want to be and are comfortable with being isolated and completely alone. Most individuals do not like that feeling and do not want to express that. And for most individuals, in like manner to yourself, it presents a significant feeling of hopelessness and helplessness. In this, it is a matter of allowing yourself, not generating the direction of expecting other individuals to initiate different types of subject matters or different types of conversation, but allowing yourself to engage and knowing that you are withdrawing, that there is an aspect in which you must participate also. I'm very much understanding your feeling of isolation and that discomfort and that depression, in a manner of speaking, not in the manner in which your psychologists express the identification of depression, but more defined in a manner that it does depress your energy, it depresses your body consciousness, and it depresses your motivation when you do not allow your own expression. The more you allow yourself, and the more comfortable you become with allowing yourself, genuinely, the more comfortable other individuals become also. I can express to you quite definitely and quite literally, my friend, that even an individual that would appear to you to be a lunatic or silly or ridiculous, if that same individual is very comfortable with their own silliness or their own ridiculousness, you may generate that assessment, but you also will most likely like them.
lot to keep in mind. I don't have much time left, but I got a few other questions. One is, I have noticed that I have recently noticed that I tend to refer to myself as we in the plural sense. You know, like our dinner is ready, or we're washing our body, you know, stuff like that. And I was wondering who we is.
I would express that this is a movement in an attempt to merge yourself in perception with yourself as essence. Which is not necessarily a bad action. I would express that automatically, you in like manner to almost all other individuals, generate a separation between yourself and essence. It is automatic. And in that, it is as if you are two entities, connected, but not the same. And what you are doing in this action, without even incorporating a thought process in relation to it, is attempting to lessen that separation and merge the idea of two entities into one. Which is another action of shifting, for this is quite definitely a point in shifting, in recognizing that your genuine self is not separate as essence, that you are essence. It is not two entities. It is one.
At some point, I'll go back to I?
Yes.
All right. Let's see. Another, at the end of what I was said before was, is there anything special going on at the end of 2012 that would be more special than going at the end of 2010 or 2009?
That remains to be seen. There is a significant concentrated energy collectively upon that time framework, but as to is there any significant potential of a specific event, no. I would express that, yes, there is a considerable concentration collectively with many, many, many individuals that generate an energy in relation to that time framework. Therefore, it is a matter of what you collectively choose to do with that energy.
Well, I'm not really asking very specifically what happened, but that something.
There is a potential that there can be some expression that will be generated in that time framework in relation to the concentration of collective energy. It remains to be seen whether you move that in a destructive manner or whether you move that in an encouraging manner. At this point presently, the potential is more likely that you will move that collective energy in an encouraging manner than a destructive one. But it could also dissipate very easily, but you are very rapidly offering yourselves more and more information in relation to many of these ideas of future dates and actions. And the more information you are offering to yourselves, the more it dissipates the potentials for any of these particular actions.
All right. Got through most of my questions. But basically, I guess the lesson for me is I just need to be more patient, you know, and not try so hard.
That would be one. And to allow yourself to be more open and expansive. To pay attention to what is occurring. Not merely with yourself, but around you also. For that also is an extension of you.
Right.
And as always, I continue to express my encouragement. And I will continue to project my energy with you, perhaps somewhat stronger, and in that I will be expressing the encouragement that you allow yourself, even momentarily, to feel it. You are very welcome, my friend. I greatly anticipate our next meeting. Be encouraged rather than discouraged. To you in tremendous friendship and in great lovingness. Au revoir.